Welcome to the Local Marketing Trends Podcast, where you'll find great insight on what's happening in the world of local marketing from two of the industry's brightest analysts and forecasters, Corey Elliott and Gordon Burrell. Today's show is sponsored by Simplify, the leaders in localized programmatic ad buying, and Site Impact, the experts in email marketing. And now, here are your hosts, Gordon and Corey.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to what's probably going to be one of the most interesting Aprils of our lives. Corey Elliott is with me. Hello, Corey.
Hello, Gordon. How are you, sir?
I'm great. So let's get right to it. We have had so much activity on these webinars, Corey, that we've done, and we've got a great interview with somebody who we just did a webinar for last week for their sellers. They have like 1,600 sellers, but we've done 32 webinars in the past couple of weeks.
Wow.
With an average attendee list of 400.
Wow.
That's just shocking.
Wow. It's all for you, Gordon. You're bringing them in.
We don't have video on those webinars though, because it'd probably be twice as many people. I knew that was coming. But the ones I wanted to talk about was the ones that we've done for advertisers. So the ones we're doing that are drawing about 240 local businesses in per webinar. And the feedback we get from them is just fantastic. These people really, really need help. And one of the things, Corey, that we should probably talk about is the business barometer stuff that you did in the last couple of weeks of March.
Yeah, that was fascinating. We put out a paper on it, and what we got back from local advertisers, a couple hundred, telling us what they thought about the economy, what they thought about advertising, where they think things are going to go. It's tough out there, and it's across the board. It's not, and there's not one segment or one kind of business that's getting out of it. They all have to, and they all know they have to rethink the way they're communicating with their clients.
Yeah, the thing that resonated, I think, with a lot of people are two things. One is the finding that a certain percentage are not cutting. So talk about that. And then the other one was the characteristics of those people.
Yeah, there were 44% who said they were expecting to either spend more or the same amount. 52% said, yeah, I'm going to spend less. And that's expected, but there was an overwhelming amount that said, oh, it's a horrible economic time right now. So you'd expect that the people who said they're going to be spending less would be a little bit greater. But 16% actually said they were going to spend more.
And what
I thought was really,
who are those people, the 16%?
Well, they tended to be marketers, a little bit more savvy marketers, by a little bit. But where it really came out, what savvy marketers really understood is when we asked, do you think the economic conditions for sustaining a small business in the USA will get better, worse, or remain about the same? Okay, so we had an overwhelming amount that said, oh, it's going to get worse. But we had 22% of the master marketers say it's going to get better. 10% of the novices, 8% of the mid-level, but 22% of the masters. So what do the masters know about economic conditions?
Maybe they've been at it longer, or maybe they relish times like this because of what we showed in that eyeball chart that we've developed.
Yeah. I don't think we've really talk about that. Talk about that. That's great.
That is, well, it comes from your data. Nielsen says there's a 60% increase, and we heard there's like 100% increase in some news programs, right? So there's more audience, and then half of advertisers, like you just said, are out of the picture, so they're silent. So you have this surge in available traffic, but exodus of advertisers. What a great marketing opportunity. That's
more,
what the
yeah
the
more audience was. Less clutter.
I think that really, that was the second thing I wanted to mention that resonated with advertisers as we're talking with them. Their eyes kind of light up when they see something like that.
Absolutely. And what do they want most? What do they want most from media companies?
Ideas.
I mean, when we do these webinars, we start to go through examples when we do these webinars. And as soon as we start hitting examples, the questions start pouring in from advertisers about, what about my business? I'm a dry cleaner. What about me? I'm a nonprofit. What about me? It's amazing that they're hungry for ideas.
Yeah, it's amazing how the market pivoted very quickly from, oh, woe is me, what the hell do I do, to, whoa, ideas, this is what they really need. This is really going to get their juices flowing. Ooh, that is a great segue into the interview with Bill Caudill. We were on a webinar with him last week, and all of the sales folks at Nexstar, a huge, huge television group. And I was just so impressed, Corey, at the idea bank that they have. So we're going to get to that right after this brief commercial break.
Burrell's Local Marketing Trends podcast is brought to you today by Simplify. We recognize that business needs are shifting rapidly as companies look to adapt to these uncertain times. Simplify's goal is to support you and your business. Please reach out to us today to see how we can help you drive and measure online sales. Visit simpli.fi to learn more.
With most Americans now working from home, they're now more ingrained than ever in their business and personal email boxes. Site Impact gives you the power to send hyper-local and hyper-targeted email campaigns directly to the source through their 100% opt-in database. Email engagement and click-through rates have spiked in recent weeks. Don't lose touch with your customers, especially now when they need it most. Want to learn more? Go to siteimpact.com.
Okay, I am so glad to have with me my old friend, Bill Caudill. Bill used to work for Burrell Associates, and then he went to Yahoo, and then he went someplace else and someplace else, and now he's wound up at Nexstar. Welcome to the show, Bill.
Gordon, thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's great to have you here. It's great to hear your voice. Before we go much farther, tell us a little bit about Nexstar and what you do with them.
Sure, Gordon. I'm Vice President of Digital Media Sales for Nexstar. We currently have 196 stations and in 114 markets. We currently have 143 local websites and 316 local mobile apps.
How many salespeople?
We have 1,800 salespeople across the country.
Holy crap, that's a lot of salespeople. So Bill, how do you wrangle all of those into one? That's a rhetorical question. It's just kind of crazy. It's like herding cats, I'm sure. And now all the cats are at home, right? So last week you had us, this is why you're here. Last week you had us on a webinar. You asked us to come present to the team, and it was just, I'll tell you, I was just blown away because I had to sit there and listen to, you know, some of the stuff that you were doing with the team. And I was thinking, I felt inadequate. You guys are just doing so much. You've shifted very, very quickly instead of just a lot of navel gazing and thinking, oh, what should we be doing? You guys are moving fast. When did that start? You know, how soon after this epidemic hit and everybody's at home? And what types of things are you doing that's getting them to affect sales?
Well, first of all, thank you for joining the call. It was your information was extremely valuable to our sellers. You know, Gordon, about 2 weeks ago, leadership in Dallas recognized that, you know, we really need to pivot to telesales, to telephone sales. And that's exactly what we did. So we started working on the various resources that we have for our sellers, upping and ramping up the training for our sellers in terms of Zoom meetings and using OneDrive. And then we made an important analogy or stated a fact that a lot of digital advertising, Gordon, as you well know, is actually sold over the phone and has been for a decade or so. You have Hibu, you have, you know.
Yeah. That's one of the reasons, Bill, that you see Hibu and Thrive and Web.com and Wix.com doing really well is they're just really good at a very simple sale. But your sales folks have been accustomed coming into this crisis. Your sales folks have been accustomed to go and putting together a presentation and setting an appointment and go out and making a call, right? All of that's changing right now.
Well, that's right. In terms of the delivery, all of it's changing, Gordon, but we did make the point, you know, all of the fundamentals stay in place. You know, we still do needs analysis. We just do it on a 3 or 4 way video call now. We still put presentations together. We just present them via Zoom meeting. So all the fundamentals are in place, but we're just utilizing the various tech resources that we have. And you know, this is not foreign for television sales. I mean, we have national sales managers that do this every day over the phone and sell over the phone, sell television over the phone.
Yeah, so did you learn from them? Did they come in and say, here's how to do it, here are some tricks?
Well, a lot of that is over the phone and email and sharing Excel spreadsheets and things like that, and they certainly did help. but we wanted to kind of step on the gas in terms of the resources that we have. Things like, how do you share a video to a client or a prospect remotely? And there's several ways to do that. You know, you can upload it to OneDrive and send a link to a prospect. You can put in a PowerPoint. So we created several tutorials about remote selling that will help our sellers continue to advance the ball.
That's what's fantastic. You know, what impressed me the most was that we saw pretty early that everybody kind of got it and understood, okay, crisis marketing, if you advertise right now, it's going to be great. And then we pivoted ourselves very quickly at Brill Associates to ideas. Everybody needs ideas. So we get on this call with you last week, and you've already got them. You've got a huge repository of ideas, and you were showing some of them. It was one of them just blew me away. It was a jewelry store. Why the hell would anybody be selling jewelry during a crisis? I mean, that was just so great. Talk to us about the ideas. How many do you have? You know, where do they come from, and how do people, you know, look at them and use them? What I mean, sales reps.
Well, just like selling over the telephone to a certain degree, selling ideas is not foreign to Nexstar. In fact, it is a cornerstone of what we do. We certainly talk about audience, and we certainly talk about page views, and we certainly talk about unique users. We do. But we have always talked about ideas. So like many companies, Gordon, we have a share drive, right? We have a SharePoint drive. And so I reached out to all of our general sales managers across the country and said, send me every COVID-related television spot that you've produced locally. So every HVAC, every flooring company, every roofing company, every jewelry store, in terms of what they're communicating right now. As you know, we've pivoted from advertising to communication to help our local businesses. And as you said, the jewelry store is pretty interesting. Their idea was to clean and sterilize jewelry. So one of the things we're trying to do is share all that with our 1,800 sellers across the country. And it does two things. It helps them share ideas with local businesses to help them stay afloat. And that's the main and most important thing that we're doing right now. Secondly, it says to those particular advertisers in other markets that jewelry stores are advertising. So we think it has a double benefit.
It was just fantastic. So how many ideas do you have? I mean, is there a number on it? Because I saw a lot, but I thought I heard something thrown around in terms of dozens, hundreds, I don't know.
Right. We have about 600 ideas, PowerPoints, and TV commercials currently uploaded in the system. About 200 television commercials have been uploaded. And they're COVID related, not just, come in and buy something now, or, you know, as the traditional advertising that we're all used to. They're all COVID related and what they're communicating to the public.
So, Bill, in the spirit of what happens during a crisis, and that is change occurs prior to a crisis, but very, very slowly, a crisis hits, and it magnifies it. It sounds to me, and I didn't know this until you just started talking about it, it sounds to me like Nexstar was already, to some extent, maybe not as quickly, pivoting to telesales or more adept skills at doing that, pivoting from advertising to communications, which is just really brilliant, and pivoting to ideas. And you already, you know, basically had an idea bank. It was just that it got sort of reformed by everything that's happening with the coronavirus crisis.
Well, that's right. You know, in terms of pivoting to telesales, as I said earlier, you know, we looked at this, Gordon, and this ordeal may not be over till the end of May, the end of June. So we need to continue to help our local businesses. And not only in terms of communication, Gordon, we are actually kind of pivoting our consultative approach in terms of being a business consultant. You know, not only are we sharing ideas, but we're sharing all that, you know, SBA, the Small Business Administration, all the loans, all the different banks that you can get loans from. We're providing, we put all this in one repository so our sellers can help our local businesses understand what they have available to them.
So how's it going? What are the numbers? I know Nexstar is a public company and you can't reveal certain things, but generally, okay, this all sounds great. Paint a picture for us. How's it going at the local level? Is it just really, really tough, or are you seeing fantastic results in terms of sales, getting people to not cancel, which is one, and then reaching out to new customers or stimulating ideas that's getting new revenue coming in?
Well, you know, it's tough for everybody right now, Gordon, as you can imagine. It is an unusual time. You know, on the television side, it is challenging, mainly because the content in which we sell in television, the NCAA, the Olympics, the Masters, the content has been canceled. So that's a challenge in and of itself, right? Now, on the digital side, in terms of what I oversee, my content hasn't canceled. My content is local news. In fact, we have, you know, grown our audience dramatically. When you compare, you know, January to March, we've grown our audience, you know, unbelievable, you know, more than 100%.
Really? Because
people are looking for local information.
So that's local programming, local news shows, right?
That's right. So, wow, so all of our content online is local news. It's the 6 o'clock news. It just happens to be on a website. So the digital side of things is that we are maintaining. We certainly have had cancellations, but we've pivoted. Things like we do NCAA brackets with Second Street. It's very popular. You know, we do it like ESPN and Yahoo. We have our own brackets, and it's just local, and you play, you know, the local sports director. Well, that got canceled. So we pivoted to voting brackets, the best Chicago athlete of all time bracket. So we were able to maintain some of the digital spend on some of the more creative sponsorship things we do by offering things like voting brackets and things like that.
That's cool. Best Chicago athlete of all time probably has to be Michael Jordan.
Oh, absolutely. I don't even think we need to have a voting bracket about that.
Okay, Bill, this has been great. Congratulations to you and Brian and Perry Sook and all the great folks at Nexstar. All those 1,800 sales reps, really, really impressive. Thanks for being on the show, Bill.
Thanks, Gordon. Thanks for having me.
The greatest Chicago athlete. I don't know why you guys did not pick the obvious candidate.
And that would be?
Donald Spiro, of course.
Who?
The bronze medalist, 1964, rowing, Chicago.
Oh, yeah. Hello? Oh, yeah, that guy. Wasn't he also like vice president? No, wait, that was Spiro Agnew. That guy, both of them are just like unknowns, you know? Sorry, no.
No, but that's actually a great idea, the bracket, voting bracket right now. I thought that was, and I'm not even a sports guy, obviously, but I think that was really smart. One of the things that Bill brought up that I want to get your opinion on, Gordon, because I think it's a tough call or it's a tough request, is he wants to, we've been talking on this podcast about shifting sales reps to being media consultants. They have to understand marketing. Well, Bill kicked it up a notch and said, not only do they need to do that, they need to be business consultants. Is that possible?
For some. Some reps just can't grasp this. They're still, and it's not just TV, it's newspapers, it's radio, and you know who you are out there. You're probably not listening to this podcast because you already know it all. They're just so accustomed to taking the order, and they're so accustomed to the big buy, which is broadcast or print. And they just don't want to waste time. They think that, you know, sitting down and asking someone how they're doing and trying to talk with them about maybe, you know, the SBA loans or the Paycheck Protection Program, things like that, is bullshit. Sorry. That's what they think. They go, no, you know, these people are smart. They just want to buy from us. That is not true. So I think what we're seeing, true to any crisis, Corey, is that change occurs at a very, very slow pace until a crisis hits, and the crisis is a trigger to make everything happen faster. And what's happening faster is if you're unable to be a consultant to these businesses, you should probably be looking at your 401k and saying, can I live off of that and maybe retiring?
Well, you know, and it feeds itself because those reps who are going out there and selling a product and a product and a product and saying that their advertisers, that's what they want, they're kind of right because in our surveys, that's what the advertisers expect. They don't expect anybody to come in and being a marketing expert. So it's fine. Just I will buy the newspaper out. I'll buy the radio spot, whatever. So it's a snake eating itself at that point. But the local advertisers want the ideas. That's what they want. They want marketing help. They're just not getting it in a lot of cases.
All right, Corey, let's take a risk here. This is what everybody really wants to know, and I didn't tell you I was going to do this, so this is completely unprepared. When is this going to end? I'm going to go first, and I'm going to let you go second, and define end any way that you want.
That's what I was just going to ask. What the hell do you mean by end?
The end of the world. When will the Christ rise again? Up off the horizon and the apocalypse. No. I would say that there are two ends, or maybe three different milestones. One is beginning to see positive news. The other is what I think everybody wants to know, and that is, when does everybody generally get back to work? And the third is, when does everything return to normal from an advertising perspective? So I'll give you some dates. Next week, we'll begin to see some more positive news. End of May, when we begin to see maybe the majority, over 50% of the people back to work, maybe more than that. When back to normal? Never. Maybe a couple of years. And that means, okay, it's not going to be back at 100% levels month to month at what people were spending in advertising and marketing. And not never, but it'll probably be another year or two before we begin to see the levels pre-coronavirus. Your turn.
Okay, I would say I'll agree with your three, but I'm gonna double everything you said. I'll say in another 2 weeks we'll hear good news. By the end of June, things will turn. But I'm gonna borrow from Andrew Cuomo, Governor Cuomo, who said yesterday, I was watching his briefing, and he said, when do we return to normal? He said, I don't think we ever will. I think there'll be a new normal that we settle into. And I think he's right.
Pessimism, aren't you? God, just
I'm the data guy, right? I mean, you see these things happening. You got to watch the curves and understand what's going on. Is there going to be a fall resurgence? There's a lot of things you have to take into account.
Yeah, I got kids at home. I want everything to return to normal tomorrow.
You just want them out of your house.
As somebody said, everything is carved in Jell-O right now. So
exactly.
Anyway, thank you, Corey, and thank you, everybody, for joining us. We hope it's been useful. Look for that eyeball chart that we referenced. We'll be publishing it soon. Just look on BurrellAssociates.com/crisismarketing, where we release everything. We'll be releasing a lot of charts as well. Corey, thanks again.
Thank you, Gordon.
Stay healthy and stay safe. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You've been listening to the Local Marketing Trends Podcast, sponsored by Simplify and by Site Impact. If you have submissions for something you'd like Corey or Gordon to discuss, or if you'd like to be a guest on the show, email the hosts at podcast@burrellassociates.com and let them know. Thanks for listening. And remember, market well.